Hans Christian Andersen's The Ugly Duckling, the story beloved around the world, tells us a tale about personal transformation and fitting into an accepted social community. There have been many adaptations of this classical tale, but few so poignant as Willow Reichard Flynn's adaptation for the Allentown Public Theater's summer offering. Her retelling of the story to children and adults celebrates what it means to fit in, or to not fit in, with gender stereotypes. Founded in 2008, Allentown Public Theater has dedicated itself to empowering the city's diverse community through theatrical productions, workshops, and summer touring events. Zinnia Santiago is the newly appointed Managing Artistic Director, replacing Anna Russell, who has led the organization since 2015. Zinnia is a native of Brooklyn, an alumni of Dieriff High School, and began performing at the age of 9. She's also a writer, a performer, and an activist, as well as a passionate proponent of devised theater. This is WDIY 88.1 Lehigh Valley Public Radio, and you are tuned in to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host, Kate Scuffle, we chat today with Zinnia Santiago, the new Managing Artistic Director for the Allentown Public Theater. Zinnia, welcome and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm so honored.
Oh, it's great to have you on the show. And again, congratulations. As I was saying before we went on the air, I'm also delighted to congratulate a woman on becoming the Managing Artistic Director.
Here.
It's a little bit of pride there. Can you tell us, we'll talk a little bit about what brought you to this place as a creator, as an artist, but in particular, what brought you to the Allentown Public Theater in this community? How did you end up at this place, taking on this role, taking on this leadership?
Having started performing at 9, after performing for a couple of years, by the time I was 13, I realized that I wanted to be able to deliver the same quality arts programming that was given to me. And so for the next couple of years, it's something that I chased. I wasn't sure what to chase after in school. I tried it for a while. It didn't quite work out. So I dove into the world and just experienced all that I could. And it led me to basement poetry and doing devised works and understanding what it meant to really express yourself as a creator authentically. And that then led me to the Ice House and meeting Doug Royston, who's the president of our company, Allentown Public Theater. And I kind of met a bunch of different people and mutual folks, and I stumbled across a position at Allentown Public Theater and found that it was my outlet. It was the place that I needed to be in order to transform Allentown, its diverse community, and empower the underdog, empower the folks who haven't had the opportunities or the outlets to be able to experience quality theater.
And I'm always curious, at age 9, what was the production that you were in?
So I did an Easter play at church, and it was The Crucifixion, and I was playing a villager. And while that's dramatic and pretty extreme for a 9-year-old, I took something completely different from the experience. While people would have thought it was, you know, too much for me, I found that being able to delve into this different character and be someone else was intriguing to me. And so I wanted to chase that and follow that feeling.
Very good.
In basement poetry, just for our audience who, if they haven't had the good fortune to attend a basement poetry performance, tell us a little bit about their work and your involvement there and the kind of creations and creativity involved with the company.
So I am a content creator with Basement Poetry, and I'm also a board member. Okay. I've been with Basement Poetry for, I think this is my third season with Basement Poetry. Yeah, third season. I worked with Therese Mosley on Her as my first show, and I found that being able to cultivate and create a show from poetry itself and movement and sound and theater was where I wanted to be. And so that's where I started, and I continued on with Basement Poetry as a content creator, dedicating my works, my poetry, to creating different shows. What we do at Basement Poetry is we connect our poetry, movement, songs, and our shows that we devise with our community, and we center them around different social justice issues. We connect our community to the arts and also connect them to resources, different organizations that can help them. So that's what we do at Basement Poetry.
And is that it's an ensemble? It's a collective process. It's something you guys build together and work together. And it's generally at the Ice House, correct? The performances.
Yep, yeah, we currently work at the Ice House. And for our current project with Out, we are partnering with the Bradbury Sullivan Center. So we will both be at the Ice House with that show and also at the Bradbury Sullivan Center.
And that's in Allentown.
Yes.
For folks that haven't been yet, the Bradbury Sullivan Center is a wonderful venue for visual arts as well as performance arts, et cetera, et cetera. So folks need to check that out as well. George?
Yeah, I just would like to mention a big thank you to a couple people, many that I'm going to miss, I'm sure. But because of the stalwart energy of love of theater in Allentown is why the Allentown Public Theater is still in existence. It started way back in 2008. And it's still going strong. And we want to thank some of the ensemble members like Willow Reichard Flynn and Chloe Cole Wilson. Also, Louise Howard, a good friend of ours.
Absolutely.
And those are very important people to your organization. Mm-hmm. In addition to the APT board, Brett President, Doug Royston, and Deirdre Johnson, Troy Brokenshire, Andrea Hunt Castillo, Noberto Dominguez, and of course, Anna herself were preparing the way for you.
Yeah, yes. I'm with you on that and thanking them. And I greatly appreciate all of those folks that you listed off. They are a part of the reason why I am here today and am in the position that I'm in. Aside from Allentown Public Theater and Basement Poetry, developing interpersonal relationships with these folks, they have influenced me to be where it is that I am today. So I appreciate them in the same.
And so you're working with Basin Poets, content creating, creating productions from the ground up, making this work. What was the bridge for what took you to Allentown Public Theater? There seems to be a lot of overlap with artists and the kind of more political, accessible, new work perspective, which makes sense. So,
Basement Poetry is centered in Bethlehem, while we as a company have been delving into Allentown and spreading out more. Allentown Public Theater is centered in Allentown. I have lived in Allentown for 15 years. That's my core. So while I love Bethlehem, I love the Ice House, and I love Basement Poetry, my heart was truly after being able to make theater programming accessible in the city of Allentown, where I come from.
Right.
Yeah.
And one of the pieces that I've noticed is being revived, revived, I guess is the right word, a production called Out that was Basement Poetry, am I right?
Yes.
And now is being brought back and shared by the Bradbury Sullivan Center and the Ice House. I'm intrigued. Has another Allentown perspective, though, because did the project or the artists just were awarded a very special grant in Allentown, I believe?
Yes. So we were one of the five that received the Arts in Residence grant. And so we thank the city of Allentown for blessing us with that grant and that opportunity. We are so excited to be able to expand this project and really give it the color and the set and the costuming and everything that we aspired for it to have the first time around but didn't quite have the funding. We're grateful as a company to be able to make this stamp for colored women and for women who are queer as well in the community, because it is so unheard of that queer women are receiving grant money through a city and being able to evolve and change a community through these projects.
And what does the grant, as an artist, I understand that not only allows you to do new things with the production, things like costumes and set and production values that are expensive, are there other things that it will allow you to do, obviously, to be in Allentown? I would think, among other things, you can expand the audience for the production.
Yeah, absolutely. So it has allowed us to be able to provide transportation for our youth and our cast members. It's allowed us to provide dinners for some cast members who are working all day and don't quite have a moment to sit down and collect themselves. It has allowed us to be able to expand on the set, on costuming, on the uplift of our company, and just bringing it up to speed with where we're at artistically. So I would say that is where that grant has assisted us and helped us.
Were you surprised? I mean, it's a new grant program. I know that it's just kind of shaking itself out and getting itself together. And I know there were a lot of applicants. So, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you on behalf of Basement Poetry. We we weren't going to shoot for the stars, and then last minute we realized that we should just shoot for the stars, and so we went for it. And Chloe and I kind of just sat and looked at each other and said, all right, well, we'll see. And when we received the news that we received the grant, we were, of course, elated and emotional because, again, this is, it's, we're leaving a legend and a legacy behind for the other folks of Allentown.
And St. Luke's Neighborhood Center, I understand, mm-hmm. is not an official, it's not a sole venue, but in its work with the community and its mm-hmm. neighborhood and community, it's given shelter to Allentown Public Theater, much like, not quite the Ice House, but giving a home and a space for rehearsal and classes and work like the Ugly Duckling.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's interesting to see this expanding in both communities, but mm-hmm. Allentown Public Theater, of course, is, as Inya said, is committed, particularly committed in a very different way to Allentown and to its community, its diverse community, and to those opportunities. You talk about applied theater. Is that in, how, do you tease that out differently than devised theater? Is it, is there a subtle difference? So how do you, what does that mean to you?
Applied theater, in, from my perspective, yeah. is applying it in workshop form, in classroom form, being able to teach it in an educational way,
mm-hmm.
And developing the curriculum a little bit different versus directing mm-hmm. and working with performers who are experienced. So applied theater really is taking the fundamentals of theater and performing arts and applying it to curriculum to be able to provide youth with the education of theater. Mm-hmm.
You're talking a little bit, I always say that, talking a little bit before the show about the experience of working with the young people in the audiences and the performances of Ugly Duckling. And I was surprised that the students ranged from, what did you say, 6 to 13?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they were working on the piece. They were creating, they were performing and creating the piece with you guys, with you and,
yeah.
and Chloe. And
so Anna and I taught, that's okay. Anna and I taught the Saturday workshops for the Ugly Duckling.
Right, Anna Russell.
It was extremely exciting. At first, very nerve-wracking because we had such a large age range. As the Saturdays traveled on, we realized that the students worked so well together. We had about 15 to 20 range, depending on which Saturday it was. But students worked together in a way where they helped each other and assisted each other, and they took different portions of the show and elaborated and explored what these scenes or what this world might look like.
Mm-hmm.
And we took those concepts that the children gave us and we applied that to our set and the way that we blocked things, and we were able to include the children in different scenes and different forms of our show as well. So it was really, really exciting.
And this took place at St. Luke's Neighborhood
yes.
Center over the summer.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. And this is a piece you'll probably keep in the repertoire for Allentown Public Theater,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
This
there is so much symbolism behind the Ugly Duckling and the way that Willow rewrote this show. That will definitely be a part of our youth programming and teaching our students self-worth, acceptance, and inclusion.
George, you have, I thought, we were just laughing about this. we both, you had worked at St. Luke's ages ago doing some
yes.
things with some folk tales and fairy tales and things in different ways. Did you do, was the performance in the church hall there in the community?
Yes. So we used portions of the stage and majority of the floor.
Right.
We transformed the
yeah.
space completely. It was incredible. It is awesome how much we can do with that space at St. Luke's. And that's why I appreciate it so much. Most
yes.
folks will walk in and wonder, well, this looks like a classroom.
Yeah.
But we do so much with it, and I'm grateful for how transformative it is.
Great. We're going to talk more about Voices of Conscience in the Voices of Conscience series, Art Meets Social Justice and Community Engagement. And, of course, it was created by a whole bunch of theater people in the Lehigh Valley, and Allentown Public Theater has taken to administrate it very well. And we're going to talk more about that as we come back and learn more about Allentown Public Theater right after this important message. Stay with us.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or wdiy.org.
For program support on WDIY, we thank the Baum School of Art, 510 Linden Street, Allentown, enriching lives through arts education for the past 90 years. Classes in art, design, and fashion for children, teens, and adults. For more information, baumschool.org or 610-433-0032.
This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon, WDIY 8.1. It can be 80.1 if you want it to be, I guess. But you know where we're at because you're listening to us. This is Lehigh Valley Public Radio, where you will always find many choices, real voices. We're chatting with Zinnia Santiago, the new Managing Artistic Director for the Allentown Public Theater.
And before we took the break there, George, you had mentioned the Voices of Conscience series. And if I look at the website for the Allentown Public Theater, it's described as in the Voices of Conscience series, art meets social justice and community engagement. We believe that art can be a catalyst for change, and change starts with us. So could you tell us a little bit about some of the events current this summer, this fall, that kind of fell into that description,
absolutely.
For you guys?
So our Voices of Conscience series is a three-part series that we have running. Our first event was Coming Clean, and that was earlier in June. And that was centered around the opioid crisis and how we can bring solutions to these problems and creating an interactive theater experience by using theater of the oppressed techniques. So that was Coming Clean. Our next event that's coming up is Beyond Bars, and that'll be August 24th. That is a theatrical piece written by Kalyani Singh and Henry Fisher from Lehigh University. Mm-hmm. And they have cultivated this piece on mass incarceration and how it has affected all folks throughout our communities, not just those who have been incarcerated, but folks who have worked within the system, family members who have also been affected. And so they've devised this production based off of the interviews that they have taken with these different folks. So it's really an incredible piece. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's Beyond Bars on August 24th at 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And then in October?
We have Identifying Freedom with Basement Poetry. It's a partnership. And so Basement Poetry will be featuring portions of their show Identify, which explores race and identity and what it is like to live and breathe and be a person of color in the United States. And we're partnering with APT, of course, partnering together.
Right.
And we're casting some folks through Allentown Public Theater as well and collaborating and creating a new feel to Identify and creating Identifying Freedom.
So all of these events take place at St. Luke's Lutheran Church on North 7th Street in Allentown, PA. Admission is by donation. And Coming Clean is going to be being performed or offered in Easton coming up. Is that right?
Yeah. So it will be admission by donation. That will be at Trinity Episcopal Church, October 7th.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, and we notice a lot of the programs, performances, workshops are really free to the public, free to children. And a donation is asked, of course, mm-hmm. but there's no set fee that you say, if you don't pay this much, you can't see what we're doing. And you should be very proud of that.
Yeah, you know, the reason for that is truly to be able to make quality theater accessible to all folks, regardless of how much money you have in your pocket.
Mm-hmm. So, and as we move forward now, this summer you accepted the position. So Summer Law, you're doing the Voices of Conscience. We've done the Hans Christian Andersen piece. What are you thinking about? What's your vision moving forward? What would you like to see happen? What are some of the pieces that you and maybe other members of the company are brainstorming, daydreaming about, hoping for?
So Allentown Public Theater is in a season of construction and development, as I like to call it. We are growing, and I'm so grateful for everything that Anna did in the last 3 years, everything that she left behind, because that energy is still fizzling and mm-hmm. it is what is taking us to the bubble over in the pot. We are hoping to develop our youth programming this fall and this winter, okay. develop our company and our board and bring a stronger presence to our community. Although we are strong, we want to have more folks involved from all areas of our community. And so this is a time and season for us to reflect and work on that as a company. Aside from that, we're hoping to develop and use some selections from In the Heights in our youth programming mm-hmm. this fall, as well as taking selections from The Ugly Duckling and using mm-hmm. that with our middle and elementary schools as well.
And so right now, a lot of that work is you've been partnering with community centers, folks mm-hmm. like St. Luke's. We talked a little bit earlier about hoping to maybe work with the Allentown School District, obviously, as the Allentown Public Theater. Mm-hmm. Is there an age range that is a favorite? You said the Ugly Duckling was probably the first youth-oriented piece you had worked on building.
Yes, as an adult, it is the first show that I worked on as far as directing and helping implement workshops and whatnot. It was really awesome and exciting. I look forward to taking the Ugly Duckling and being able to apply it to the middle school and running with that because I had such a good time during the Ugly Duckling. I would have to say that it would be 10 through 12. Age range 10 through 12 was the most exciting. And it resonates with me and the Ugly Duckling because it's such a transformative age for the youth and the participants.
Yeah. That's interesting. And again, moving forward, do you think Allentown Public Theater, we talked a little bit about a reading series that the Public Theater had done for a while. You'd like to see it focus more particularly perhaps on new work or local developing work, that kind of thing, even in readings.
Yeah.
Because there have been a reading series for a while at the Allentown Art Museum, like on Third Thursdays, things like that.
So we'd like to take Theater Cafe and transform it keep the concept of what Theater Cafe was in play readings itself. But aside from doing older plays, we would like to do more progressive plays and use and utilize works from different artists in our local area and see what that looks like and get it up on its feet so that we can deploy and really utilize all of our resources in this area.
It's exciting, too, because a series like that allows you to do or to introduce pieces to your audience that in terms of the budget or things might not be there yet. You know, something that's very large cast or very expensive to produce can still be shared with the community, conversed, discussed, you know.
Yeah.
And I believe in devised theater and applied theater and the work that you're doing. But it was also nice at one point in America, the Allentown Public Theater's operations, that they were offering plays, like plays from Ethel Fagard, like The Island, that were very important social pieces that had a message. So that I hope that the board and yourself consider some of those pieces.
Oh, definitely. Listen, the older plays are the anchors for us. That is, those progressive older pieces are what we need in order to be able to model our newer shows and so don't worry, George, I will be sure to hold on to those things like the Colored Museum and the Island and all of those great important works and pieces.
Anna and the Troubles. A whole bunch of
And it's interesting, it's such a moment. I also said to Denise, we were coming on the air again, that I'm so proud to be talking to a woman in this position. And I think there's something to that in this moment. It's about people of color, it's about being a woman. There's a lot of things going on in the country right now that I don't know, let's say that maybe the upside is that people become more aware, wake up, talk to each other, form community in ways that hadn't been happening in the same way before. It feels urgent suddenly, you know, and I think that it's interesting to see this kind of percolating up in the arts, in theater, in poetry, in writing. It makes sense, and it's exciting. So I think you're in the right place at the right time.
Absolutely. You know, I know that Allentown Public Theater and I are working together to shake up the city of Allentown and the Lehigh Valley overall, and really wake people up and get them to realize that things are changing, things are moving and growing, and there is a place on that stage for everyone.
Good.
Regardless.
Including your three brothers, right?
Yes, including my three brothers.
Even though they're more computer oriented than they are arts. But you know, that can come together too.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Right on stage.
Yeah.
No, and again, I would encourage folks, the website or Facebook page, how can we find out more about Allentown Public Theater?
You can check us out at www.allentownpublictheater.com. And you can also check us out on Facebook. We're at Allentown Public Theater on Facebook as well. And you can check out all of our updates there.
All right. And I would encourage people not to miss the upcoming Voices of Conscience performances, Beyond Bars on August 24th at 7, Identifying Freedom October 12th at 7, both at St. Luke's Lutheran Church on 7th Street in Allentown. And
good. And we thank you and congratulate you again on being appointed the new managing artistic director. Yes. And we wish you great success in the coming years. We were chatting with Zinnia Santiago, the new managing artistic director for Allentown Public Theater. and the good work that it does and continues to do throughout the seasons.